All right. Hi, everybody. This is Harriet Westmore with the podcast More Hair Products Galore. Today is my special guest, Miss Jan Jacobs, who is the creator of the hairline Nothing But Natural One. So before we get into the interview, I wanted to remind everybody to subscribe to my YouTube channel, the More Hair Products Galore YouTube channel, and also subscribe to Patreon where you'll get some extra perks. There are going to be t-shirts that are featured on my website, www.more, and that's more with like my last name, M-O-O-R-E, hairproductsgalore.com. That's www.morehairproductsgalore.com. All right, with that out of the way, I want to introduce Miss Jan Jacobs. Jan, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited. This is my first Zoom, my first Zoom interview.
Well, I'm glad that you wanted to participate, because this is my second time interview. So hopefully it'll get better as it goes along.
Of course.
All right. So Jan, tell us about your background. Give a background about your hair journey. How did you get started? And then what made you go, create your own product line?
Well, let's see. I've been natural now for about 12 years. And of course, like most people, in the 90s, and maybe I'm dating myself a little, you had the straight hairstyles and you learn how to wrap, and that was the thing. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, as in most times change. So you typically say, oh, well, this natural thing, let me try it. And like most people, I went on YouTube. I bought a bunch of stuff at the stores. And I'm like, it's not working out right. But actually, it really wasn't my hair that got me started. It was my skin.
Okay.
I was having some skin issues. And, most women are vain. So, of course, we won't say it, but we are. Right. And, it was affecting my skin. So I started doing research about essential oils and natural oils and butters that can help the skin. And decided, let me make a face cream. And then it just expanded from there. I started making shampoos, deodorants, facial scrubs. And then I got into my product, which I call moisturizing hair lotion, instead of just leave-in conditioner, because it was just such a common name. So I figured hair lotion. And the blessing is I'm able to use it for more than just one thing, because women in general, we like multi-purpose products.
Right.
So letting you know that, okay, after you moisturize your hair, you can hit your elbows and knees.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, good. Double doozy. So
exactly.
That's part of it. I didn't, do a big chop. I just transitioned, did some roller sets, because I just wasn't ready to cut all of my hair off. And right. Then as time went on, trim until all of the stringy stuff was gone, and learned a good routine. And, here I am today. I'm surprised myself that I got a little hair care line, I suppose.
And how long have you been in the business?
I have been I've been making products now for about 6 years, and my Etsy shop has been up for 5.
Okay.
So, I am still relatively new, but actually I want to keep to the name Nothing But Natural, simply because I want to keep it as simple as possible. We're already confused as women. Manufacturers know this. That's why they offer us so much. And we're standing in the aisles doing this.
Right. Exactly.
What should I get? So, I just try to keep it simple, because one thing about, like the old adage, keep it simple, stupid. If you keep it simple, you know where you went wrong. If your hair is too dry, or if it's too greasy, or, you know where you went wrong, because all the ingredients in my line is very simple. So you know what you're putting in your hair.
Right. So talk about how did you put your product out there for people to, to try your product and to purchase?
Well, first, I had a very dear friend of mine at my job who was also big into essential oils and butters and stuff. And she was like my guinea pig, of course, my family, my kids, and a few friends out there. And, I started making it, and I'll be honest with you, it's chemistry. You have to have the right temperatures to mix things, or they won't emulsify, and I can go on and on and on.
Right.
But she was like, because at first I was just going to keep it local here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. But she's like, why don't you try Etsy? And I'm like, oh, I'm not ready for that. She's just try it. So I don't do international because it's just too much with the customs.
Right.
I just stay in the United States. Uh-huh. And I got out there. I did my homework. I studied marketing. Looked on all, got books from the library, studied good manufacturing processes, because once again, you want to give a good quality product that is consistent all the time.
Right.
And people could tell when you change things.
Mm-hmm.
So when I, you know, in the early, the first 2 years, you know, I dabbled, but when I found that right formula, mm-hmm. you know, I stuck with it.
Okay, so with that being said, now you said something about keeping it simple. So what is your simple routine as far as, you know, using your hair product?
Well, of course, I live off of the residuals of what I have left, what I sell. And my routine is very simple, actually. I only use two products, actually one. I'll use my distilled water. And I brought props.
Oh my good.
So typically, you know, when you say distilled water, you know, people think of irons and coffee makers mm-hmm. for the most part. So this is a 3 ounce bottle. It takes pretty much about 2 ounces of distilled water in my hair. I use that and also use my hair lotion. Those are the only two things that I use to moisturize. And I moisturize every other at least twice a week.
I try
to say every other day, but we're busy moms, wives, you know, employees. So it's mm-hmm. really hard to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, I tell people the key is keeping your hair moisturized, and it's not the product, it's the water. And then you put the product on to hold the water in place.
Okay. Okay. So water is your main staple as far as moisturization.
Water is the, I mean, think about it, it's the key of life. Everything mm-hmm. grows from water, mm-hmm. you know, and when you're not natural, when you have relaxers, of course, water is the enemy,
right?
You know, but the key is I use distilled water because there's no minerals, there's no salt, there's no little debris. It's not pure water, mm-hmm. but it's soft water for your hair, and it doesn't have all the contaminants, calcium and other things like your tap water does, because I tell people all the time, you know, God was great and he already knew Mike McDonald's and White Castle and all this other stuff was coming out of pipelines. So he uh-huh. gave us kidneys and to, you know, and lungs to fit, you know, filter all that out, but your hair doesn't have a filter.
Right.
So you're more kinder to it if you use distilled water and then the product, because when you use a conglomerate of products, well, you use the serum and you use the leave-in conditioner and then you use the pre-poo, then you use the, all these things. Oh yeah. You're going to have curls. But then by Wednesday, you're going to be a hot, greasy mess, messing up pillows and stuff. So.
And that's been my problem, because I've been doing like cocktails and everything to try to keep my hair moisturized. And, you know, after a while, it starts to build up and, mm-hmm. you know, it becomes greasy, as you say, which leads me into my next question is about shampooing.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on shampooing, and how often should we shampoo our hair?
I typically suggest once a week.
Okay.
Also I do hair treatments, so to speak, no chemicals involved. Of course that's by appointment and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach women, when you're curly, when you have texture,
mm-hmm.
your hair is already naturally dry.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wash your hair every 3 days or so, your hair is going to be very dry. Your scalp is going to be itchy. So give yourself a week, but the key is to moisturize, to, what is the term that they use? Refresh.
Mm-hmm.
Ever so often. I suggest every other day or at least twice a week. So for example, I refreshed that before our interview about an hour, and I'm almost dry, but I only use the distilled water and mm-hmm. my moisturizing hair lotion. And I might've used maybe an ounce and a half of that. And that's roughly 3 tablespoons of product.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so you can spray that every day as a... Or
no, I don't do every day. Every other day, or maybe
day.
At least twice a week.
Okay.
And once again, because you're just so busy. But typically when I do the hair treatments, I teach the ladies, okay, this is how you refresh your hair. You know, some mm-hmm. people just do this.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. You can't do that because you're not hitting all the hair.
Right.
You have to, you know, there's a a way to do it. And believe it or not, for every product that I do send out, which people purchase, I also send instructions as well as a suggested hair maintenance document.
That's so great.
Okay, what I do on Monday, what I do on, you know, Tuesday, what I do every other day, what I do once a week, what I do once a month, you know, and it's proved to be very helpful for a lot of ladies.
And that is helpful. That is helpful. Now, talk about as far as hair texture. Now, does your products is geared towards certain hair type, or is it geared towards?
Well, it pretty much does cover. Sorry, that's the hubs.
Oh.
It pretty much covers most hair types, but just a word of caution on hair types. Really, there's no type 2B, 4C, 3A. That's marketing confusion. Honestly, you have eight types. It goes from straight to, what is the term I'm looking for? It's not coily, I should have had my document. But anyway, you have eight different textures. Most of us have three textures. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. One, your hair is one way in the front, one way in the back, and then one way in the crown.
Yep.
So typically, most of us have three hair textures in our heads.
Okay. Wow. That is interesting, because, you know, I think it's interesting that your perspective of the marketing piece, because I mean, that's ever since that came out, the hair types, I mean, we're all just like, okay, so what's my hair? You know, and they even show you, okay, if it's coily, then you might be a 3C or kinky.
Wiry. Exactly. Kinky, wiry. And you know, what's so sad is that there are people running around here with quote unquote 3B hair, but they're thinking it's, you know, wiry. And I'm like, no, wiry has no curl pattern at all. You know, it's just zigzag. It doesn't retain the moisture. You can't do wash and goes with wiry hair simply because there's no curl pattern. So it's best to do things like twist outs or protective types of styles.
So talk about the protective types of styles. What are suggested protective styles to keep our hair from, because like my hair, I want to try to keep it, because it's, I just came out of braids and I noticed that my hair is, some parts are thin, so I wanted to keep it in a protective, some kind of protective style before, you know, so it can get kind of thickened up, or, you know, just kind of lay off of the braids or any weaves or anything like that. So what type of hair?
Well, you know, not all of us are real savvy with very cute, simple styles. A lot of times I'll look online or YouTube channels for some of my clients to say, hey, check out, there's this young lady named Naturally Michi.
Okay.
She has a great YouTube channel where they're protective, cute hairstyles that take no more than 15, 20 minutes to do.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Naturally Michi. I believe another young lady that's very popular, she has a hair care line out, Melanin. Dang, I forgot her name. But I'm sure everybody knows what I'm talking about. But Naturally Michi is my favorite, because one time she even did A through Z different hairstyles. Oh. So please check out Naturally Michi. Okay. If you are not into that and you just prefer to grab a wig and go, because there are some of us out there that love to do that. I would say just do some twists. Do some twists in your hair. Keep them there for a couple of days. If you want to wear a wig, wear a wig. Keep your twists for X amount of days. And then after 3 days, have your nice twist out. So that way you could wear your hair out. But there are ways to keep your hair nice and protected. I suggest using your own hair to braid. And the reason I say that is because so many of us, and the style seems to be, especially with young ladies, the hair that's passed their behinds.
Right.
And what I kind of try to let them know is that, okay, sweetheart, know that your hairline is extremely fragile. And each one of those hairs, and you have some hair about that long, that's like a little 5-pound weight pulling the hair along your hairline. And think about how much you pull it out the way, or you might sit on it, or you might lay on it, or anything. All you constantly do is weaken in that hair in the area, i.e. What they call it, traction alopecia. And basically that means pulling. So a lot of times all this would be gone.
Right.
So I would suggest you know, do cute little protective styles, check out different websites on YouTube, not websites, but YouTube videos for quick protective styles so that you can do something cute. You can change it up or a wig, or I do suggest roller sets or straw sets. And the reason for that is because the curls last for a really long time. It's a style you can keep for at least 4 to 5 days.
What do you think about the using the flex rods? Are they?
Flex rods are great too. I've used those. I prefer wash and goes, me personally. And part of that is because, once again, if I'm making hair care products and I'm trying to sell my brand, then I need to have my hair, you know, in a wash and go state, you know.
Right.
But flexi rods are great, especially if you just don't feel like the washing and wetting. I totally understand. You know, do the flexi rods and, you know, you can pull it all back and, you know, do half up, half down. Then you could do the little bun on the top and little trindles on the side. You know, there's so many different ways to style your natural hair.
Okay. Let's talk about cold washing. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't believe in cold washing. Okay. I don't believe in cold washing and I don't believe in pre-pooling. And the reason for that is I look at it as you're putting fabric softener on dirty clothes. Because the thing is, you're not cleansing your hair if you, you know, or some people say, well, that's the only way I can get it soft enough so I can comb through it. I suggest a moisturizing shampoo. And if you, of course, if you're not using my product, but any product, all moisturizing shampoos are opaque and very creamy. And the reason for that is to keep your hair moisturized. Clarifying shampoos, on the other hand, are clear or have a color, but you could see through the bottle.
Right.
Examples are like the VO5, the Clear Suave, the green, the pink, you know, they have a variety of colors, blue. But clarifying washes are meant to clean all of, you know, take all the product out. And yes, there are sulfates, and I have nothing against sulfates. It's how often you use sulfate types of shampoo. So I have a little cocktail that in my instructions that I send if someone purchases a shampoo and a hair lotion, then I give them, okay, once a month you do a clarifying wash. Has a tablespoon and a half of baking soda, 2 tablespoons of the clear shampoo and 8 ounces of water. That does is it's very simple. You do it once a month. And really, that gives you a chance to get everything out. All the product, all the dirt, all the sweat, all the smells. Because, you know, we go in different places and our hair will pick up that smell.
Right.
But it's good to do a clarifying wash once a month. Because if you don't, it just, the product, the sweat, and everything else just continues to pile. Even though you wash your hair once a week, you're using a moisturizing shampoo, which, once again, is kind of like a mild version of a leave-in conditioner.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. So what about clarifying? Okay, now what about deep conditioning? Or the hot oil treatment? I haven't done that in a while, but.
You can, but it's not necessary. I know I'm going to get flack about that. Okay. But the thing about a deep condition is it's good if you do it. For example, I do a hot oil treatment for the hair treatment that I offer. And the reason for that is because most of the time, most women, we get our knowledge, our information from friends, other female family members, or YouTube videos. And once again, they'll say, this is all that I use. They're holding their arms like this with all this stuff. All the stuff that I use to achieve this look. Right. And it's unnecessary. You don't need a hair serum. You don't have to do all that. You just use your distilled water and one product. How you apply it is important. Mm-hmm. How you section the hair to apply the product is important. Hot oil treatments are cool. I suggest going by your hair texture. If you have thin hair, you might want to use a combination of extra virgin olive oil and coconut oil, which once again is in my hair suggestion maintenance sheet.
Okay.
Thicker texture hair. So I go from like fine, medium to thick. Okay. I even tell you how much, if you want to put essential oils in that hair hot oil treatment, I tell you how many drops to put. When you talk about essential oils, that's kind of like the essence of the plant. And the essential oils that I use are only those that are well known for taking of caring for hair. Rosemary helps with, you know, this maintaining the scalp, the health of the scalp. Clary sage, lavender. Lavender is like the all-purpose essential oil. Mm-hmm. You don't just sit up there and shake it like a salt shaker because it's very powerful. For example, it takes like 200 to 400 pounds lavender flowers to make 1 pound of essential oil.
Oh, really?
So you don't have to use a lot. Even when you purchase those 1 ounce bottles, mm-hmm. that's 600 drops per bottle. So you don't need a lot.
Right. Wow. I didn't know it took that.
Oh, it's something else. And then the more, let's see, like when you start doing rose essential oil, mm-hmm. it starts getting more expensive because that particular flower may not have enough of an oil content.
Oh.
You have some essential oils, you get maybe an ounce for like $100+. It depends on the flower or the bud. Because they use clove, they use rosemary, they use pine, they use thyme, and I'm sorry, I'm full of these what I like to call nobody cares facts.
But no, they're interesting to know.
For example, thyme essential oil is in preparation H.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Thyme essential oil is also very good for people who have bad acne because it dries up that acne.
Okay.
But once again, this is just years and years of studying stuff and reading books and just coming up with these formulas. And like I said, I use the simple. I keep it simple because once again, the product, you'll know in using the product what it does for you.
Now, what about peppermint oil? Can you use that? I mean, it's supposed to stimulate the scalp and all of that.
It's supposed to stimulate the scalp, but really is menthol. It's the menthol. And believe it or not, we have rosemary as part of the menthol family. So your spearmint, your cinnamon, your peppermint. Mm-hmm. It's the menthol that what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Peppermint essential oil is in all your bubble gums.
Right.
They use peppermint essential oils. If you go to Trader Joe's and get that little shampoo, mm-hmm. they call it tea tree tingle.
Yes,
really
it's
the peppermint oil. I like that too. Actually, that's a great shampoo to use for your clarifying wash too.
Oh, okay.
I see you making notes.
Yeah, I'm making notes. I gotta make notes.
Yeah. And you know, I try to keep it simple because once again, your routine doesn't have to be excessive. Your wash day doesn't have to be a 6-hour double movie feature. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't take all that. It just takes a good routine. You know what you're doing. You know how to do it correctly. And you're going to see the results as time goes on.
Should you massage your hair? Does that help stimulate your scalp?
I think keeping your scalp clean is more important, or, you know, just not laden with product, you know, laden with product buildup. Mm-hmm. I don't massage. I used to, once again, early in the game when I was just learning, but I don't do that. Once again, I think my hair is happy because they're like, oh, mama going to give us some water. So we're not going to be all crispy like French fries. So, you know, my hair is very accustomed to getting water a couple of times a week or even up to 3 times a week, depending on what's going on in my life at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then that also affects your shedding. You know, another thing, detangling with your fingers, I do not suggest that for nobody. That is too time consuming. I tell all ladies, another prop, get yourself a shampoo comb.
Okay.
This is $1 at Walmart. Okay. And the key is sectioning the hair. Mm-hmm. For example, when I refresh my hair, I get a big rubber band or a hair tie. I gather all of my hair at the top of my head and I start at the nape of my neck, but maybe like a medium size amount of hair like this.
Mm-hmm.
I spritz it with water till it's damp, not soaking wet. Because if you notice, when you do your hair and add product when your hair is soaking wet, it takes till 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon for you to be dry.
Yeah, it's true. It does.
So if you dampen it, and then you have to realize another thing too, each hair strand, think of it like a pine cone. You know how sometimes you see pine cones and they're closed?
Yes.
And then you'll see the pine cones that are open, right?
Right.
Well, every time you apply water, the pH of water, which is typically a 7 to 7.5, opens that hair like a little pine cone. So what happens is when it's wet, it'll snag on the other hair. It's kind of like Velcro. So the key is to take that a small, you know, that's about a medium sized section there. Spritz it with the distilled water and then add your product and then use, and you don't have to use a lot, maybe a nickel size amount for each section or more, depending on you. And use that shampoo comb to comb it out. Because if you finger detangle, you will not stop until you feel all of your hairs detangle. That's 2 hours. Nobody got time for that. It does.
And right. So you don't have to use any kind of detangler, like,
let's see. Well, my hair lotion. Okay. It's a leave-in conditioner. So that's your detangler. Okay. Not to mention the moisturizing shampoo that I offer as well. I add guar gum to it, and and guar gum, it's, let's see. Oh, you got a you got one too, huh?
Sorry about that.
No problem. That's why we can edit. The guar gum and the it gives the slip as well as give the moisturizing the hair. And once again, like I said, I'm full of these facts. Xanthan gum, you see that in your food, you see it in your hair products. Xanthan gum is bacteria poop. Some smart scientist somewhere figured, oh wow, this is a great slip agent, or this is a great I mean, it keeps food, it does a certain thing to food to keep it from not going bad. So they started putting in our products that we use in our bodies as well. Me personally, I don't like the whole, I'm still going to eat ice cream knowing that xanthan gum is in it, but I can control my hair products. So at least with my guar gum, I know that's from it's vegan, I guess. It's derived from a bean. And I think it's from India, and it gives the slip to help with detangling the hair after you wash the shampoo out.
Oh, okay. Wow. You are
I do plan to send to you.
You are so knowledgeable in the scientific, and that's what that's what we all need to know. We need to know what is in these ingredients of these products that we are, purchasing. What do you think about the using something with the petroleum and the parabens and all of that?
No mineral oil. That's just a byproduct of petroleum.
Okay.
Petroleum jelly is a byproduct of petroleum. Like I said, I try to keep it simple. I have only essential oils, natural oils and butters, not the coffee butter or the avocado butter, because there's no such thing as avocado butter. avocado oil. I stick to the simple stuff. You know what you're putting on your hair. I have a client right now. She's a local client, and she had really bad eczema. And she's been using my products for years for her and her family. She doesn't. Thank you, Lord. Apparently she doesn't have to deal with eczema on her hands, because she couldn't even close her hands. They would crack.
Oh,
so
wow.
That tells you that whatever she was using to put on her, in her family's hair and on their hair, it was affecting her, but she doesn't have those issues anymore.
Oh,
and it
wow.
could possibly be, from the what I put in my products. And the reason I use essential oils. Nobody needs to have their hair smell, run around here smelling like birthday cake and unicorn pearls and just all that little silly stuff. Some people say, oh, it's a little medicinal smelling. Not really, because I don't put a ton, because once again, I respect the essential oil. I respect the power of the sun that it, everything that it took to make that particular plant. You don't need a lot. Keep it simple, keep it basic, and I promise you will see results. And the key is consistency. That's the key for a lot of ladies, because most ladies are product junkies. They want to look like the lady on the box. And this is what happens. You get that stuff. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, girl. Yes, girl. I heard all about it. I saw the commercial on TV. Yes, girl. I'm going to buy some. And then it'll work. You'll use it for a month.
Yep.
And then after you use it for a month, where does it go? Under the sink with the rest.
And the drawers.
The product graveyard.
Right. That's me.
And if you read the back of them, 90% of those things all have the same thing. They have to keep it on the shelf long enough for you to buy it. So I tell people all the time, for my products, I custom make them. So when you order them, they're made 2 to 3 days before they're mailed out to you. you know.
Wow.
And part of that is because I'm a one-man van. You know, my husband mm-hmm. messed with me. What you doing now? And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm making stuff get out. But I just, and you know, I just, because I tell people, do you want to eat an apple that's been on a shelf for a year?
Right. No. And when you said that analogy the other day, it really made me think, you know, that's true. Who wants to eat something that's been there for, you know, months and months, maybe up to a year or two?
And you know, and this is just an aside, once again, another useless fact. Do you know that it takes an Egg McMuffin 8 hours to digest in your stomach because it is so processed? And I love Egg McMuffins. I'm from Louisiana, so I'm never going to ever stop eating pork. But I will keep it in moderation. You know, a few pieces of bacon here and there, a little few pieces of ham or right. something. But the food we eat is so, especially the stuff in the freezer, it's yeah. so processed.
Yes.
And God is so awesome because he, once again, he gave us the kidneys and the liver and the lungs to filter yes. out all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the amount of people that suffer from eczema, and I'm sorry, this is an aside, but basically when you're suffering from eczema, that's because, or bad skin, that's because your liver and your kidneys have done so much work that whatever they can't get to, it comes out in the skin.
Oh, wow.
You know,
wow.
if we decrease, you know, the amount of sugar we put in our coffee, you know, if yeah. we put 4 teaspoons,
yeah.
you know, just decrease to 3, just small changes, you know, instead uh-huh. of putting mayonnaise on both slices, put it on one slice of bread, you know, small changes makes, you know, a difference.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Wow. Yeah. Because when you said about coffee, you know, I put it like at least 3, but you like you said, I mean, okay. I don't like the actual bitterness. So I'm trying to sweeten it up.
Yeah. Very, very few people could take that. Cause I'm like you, I can't do black coffee, mm-hmm. but you know, that doggone French vanilla from Coffee Mates.
Girl.
I'm telling you, and I would mess around and found a 36 ounce, I believe, for $5. We have a Save-A-Lots out here.
We do too.
I yep. found that at Save-A-Lot. My husband's like, you think we need that much? Well, we can't go to QT and COVID's got everything so messed right. up. We got to make right. our own coffee. So why right. not?
Right. Right. Wow. So what's your suggestion about avoiding hair breakage?
As less heat as possible.
Less heat, okay.
Minimal manipulation. So once again, depending on your hair texture, you know, if your texture isn't anywhere between your hair type, mm-hmm. anywhere between like a 2B and a 3C, if you're kinky or coily or 4C or whatever, mm-hmm. do twist outs. The problem with twist outs that I used to do them, but my hair texture is better suited for wash and goes, is that a twist out, you got to retwist it every night.
Yeah.
For it to look great. You know right. what I mean? So me personally, I'll tell ladies, just do mini twists for a couple of days. And there's all kind of cute stuff. You can take some and twist it like this and put your cute little hair tie.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, go to Naturally Michi on YouTube and various other ladies. Quick, cute hairstyles, get you some hair tips, get yourself some hair stockings. Mm-hmm. and
I
did.
And I just so everybody know, I have purchased one of her hair stocking, her hair. It is awesome. It is Thank very you. Awesome.
And there's so many cute little different things to do. For myself, I get my hair straightened and trimmed once a year. Simply because if I'm living this natural lifestyle style, mm-hmm. I need to walk the walk and talk the talk. Not to mention, the more you straighten your hair, is the looser your curl pattern will become.
Yeah.
So, because I've seen myself get my hair straightened, and I'll have a few stringy pieces from the flat iron, mm-hmm. and it won't get back curly until like 3 or 4 months later down the line.
Oh, wow.
And once again, that's from the heat, because think about this. Once again, another useless fact. It takes water, I think a little over 300 degrees to start boiling.
Mm-hmm.
Most curling irons and flat irons, it's about 400 degrees to straighten your curly, kinky hair.
Yeah.
So you popping popcorn, you boiling water. all in your hair. And for people that constantly do this and wonder why their hair looks so stringy when they do try to go natural, it's because you've did that manipulation that kind of messed up your curl pattern, you know?
Right. Wow. Talk to us about those though, who has like the locks or the dreads.
This is the thing about locks. Locks is basically unshedded hair. If you notice, most locks always look dry.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that is because what they're doing is instead of that dead hair or shedded hair falling, mm-hmm. or we're mm-hmm. combing it out like we typically do for us naturals, mm-hmm. you're just wrapping it around the rest of that hair. That lock or that mm-hmm. dread, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So that's why they look dry. However, what I've noticed about people, whether they know it or not, you're naturally drawn to uniformed hair. Mm-hmm. So if all of your locks are the same length and width, it's attractive. But if you're walking around looking like, what is that, Bob, that's a character on, oh geez, Bart, what, who's those people?
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And I hate to say, when The Weeknd had those big, what they call it, freeform, right. To me, that looks terrible. But mm-hmm. that's because it doesn't have a, everything's not uniform.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, when you see people get their hair straightened, it's so attractive because it's all uniform.
Right.
Even when you're curled, when you have your hair curly, if all of it is uniform, it looks good. We just mm-hmm. can't help that. Mm-hmm. But for dreads, I typically suggest they have to do something totally different. They can't wash very often. And when they do wash, they typically have to wash just the roots.
Mm.
And the reason for that is because if the dread gets wet and it's not dry properly, there's mildew mm-hmm. that can build up in that root.
Right.
Another thing about locks too, depending on your width and length, some people it'll get so heavy, almost like braids.
Right.
It'll get so heavy around the edges
mm-hmm.
that it'll kind of, some of people it's broken off because it's just too heavy for the scalp to carry.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, there are some people with some strong, thick hair all the way up until the day they close their eyes. And then there's some of, I say this, if you have thin hair, I would suggest maybe sister locks,
mm-hmm.
but not really locks, because once again, your hair is already fine.
Right.
And if you, that pull continues to happen, you'll lose your hair in the process.
Wow. And that's something I was thinking about at first, because like you said, I do have thin, it's real thin, and I don't want nothing to keep pulling. And keep mm-hmm. pulling. So,
and then age is also a factor in thinning. There's so many factors to thinning. You have age, you have medications.
Exactly.
You have traction alopecia, which is caused from braids.
Mm-hmm.
You have genetics.
Mm-hmm.
For example, male pattern baldness comes from the mother's side of the family. I'll give you a great example. My father's hair has a head full of hair.
Mm-hmm.
All of his brothers have peninsulas.
Really?
Yeah, they're all, way back here, or little scrags or whatever right. going on at the top of their hair, but he's the only one. Weird, but hey.
Wow.
But it's a lot of pieces to the puzzle that goes with hair thinning, hair shedding. Once again, that's an age thing. That's mm-hmm. a genetics thing. It's also what you do with your hair.
Mm-hmm.
There's not necessarily a one size fits all, but at least right. if you get good direction, you can just say, and give yourself time to see the change.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see nothing happened. I'll give you an example. If it took years for your hair to grow, it's going to take months for you to get it healthy if mm-hmm. it's unhealthy.
Right.
Nothing is overnight. And this is a microwave society.
Right. And see, that's one of the reasons why I bought a lot of product. What if I don't see the results in 2 days, I'm just gonna put on and move on to impossible.
I typically suggest ladies try to stick with something for about a month. Because like the old saying goes, anything you do for 30 days becomes what? I have it.
Exactly.
So if once again, that's why for me, I tell people, when you get natural things, you can't use it like you do big box store items.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these things, they have a little bit of a different touch. They don't have all the chemicals and the preservatives and all these other little weird things, you know, how you see that red dot, whatever color. And then you see that word fragrance, you have to beware because you don't know what's in there.
Right.
Might be unicorn pee, who knows? You know?
Yeah, so, you don't know.
Right. That fragrance. And, exactly. And actually, you know, the FDA allows certain things. Also, as a side note, for ladies who do want to find out what's on the back of that bottle and what it means, there's this website called Paula's Choice. And that particular website will, you know, Lord knows I can't pronounce 90% of those words. Mm-hmm. But one thing I do know for sure is the first 10 items that is listed in your ingredient listing on the back of any box, bottle or anything that you purchase for your hair or skin is 90% of what's in that bottle.
Okay. So the first 10 ingredients.
The first 10. Okay. Anything after that is 1% or less.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Wrapping up, your hair is beautiful.
Thank you.
What is your routine? What do you do at night? How do you put your hair to bed, so to speak?
I should have brought my hair stocking. I don't know why I didn't do that. That wasn't smart. And I can't call my husband to go get it. Well, you know what? Actually, I can because you're editing, aren't you?
Right, I am.
So I'm going to go get it. Okay. Give me 2 minutes.
All righty. And while she's away, again, I'm going to remind everybody to subscribe to the channel, More Hair Products Galore on YouTube. Also, check out the website, www.morehairproductsgalore.com, where you'll see some blogging tips and everything of regarding natural hair. And also I have put some t-shirts on site to sell. It's called I Am a Natural Woman. I think you will like the logo and the design. So again, check out www.morehairproductsgalore.com and subscribe to the YouTube channel, More Hair Products Galore.
Awesome. Okay, so this is my hair maintenance sheet that I typically send.
Okay.
Very simple. And, you know, I believe in one pagers because, once again, we're a microwave society.
Yes.
If it's too much information, I don't have time to sit and listen. So for me, typically my wash day is on Sunday. It takes me about 2 hours, roughly. Mm-hmm. That's from start to finish. I do what I call my Sealy plait. So basically what I do, like I said, take all the hair at the top, you know, a section, comb mm-hmm. through, add product. And what I do is a loose twist. So I have about nine to 10 twists in my hair. And basically what that does is it keeps me from having to detangle in the morning.
Oh, okay.
When I do my wash and go.
Okay.
The smart thing is once you untwist that particular twist, spray it with a smidge of water, just kind of reactivate the hair lotion you already have, add a little mm-hmm. bit more. And then, mm-hmm. you know, you have your curls.
Okay.
So when my hair is all nice and curly, you know, I'm, you know, flossing a little curls the next day at work mm-hmm. or wherever I'm going. Mm-hmm. But that night, what I do is I put on my hair stocking. I'm going to take my earbuds off for this one.
Sure.
So my hair stocking is like a little tube.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. What I do is I put it on. I pull it up. And I go to bed. And
oh,
what happens
wow.
is, of course, I look like Marge Simpson, okay? And, you know, my husband's so used to it, it doesn't even bother him anymore.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So anyway, the thickness of your hair is what kind of keeps it in place. It's very comfortable.
Yeah,
you go to bed,
is.
You're not laying on your curls. So, you,
right.
you know, your curls is up on a pillow. You take it off the next day. You just kind of shake out your hair because this is not your refresh day.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of shake out your hair and you go about your business. And the beauty of this is, once again, we like multi-purpose products. So for the days that, you know, okay, the hair is not popping, but my curls are still okay.
Right.
They'll put it on and then wear it like a cute little headband. I hope I'm doing this right. There we go. And wear it like a cute little headband.
How simple
is
that? Right.
Go about your business.
How simple is that?
We like to go about our business. So, you know, once again, this is my go-to pretty much almost every day. You know, my headband. You can even put your hair in a little bun and just kind of put it around the mm-hmm. perimeter with the bun on the top. But yeah, this is my routine. So like I said, every other day, at least 2 days a week, I'm refreshing my hair. Mm-hmm. I don't have a ton of product in my hair. I wear my hair stocking every night. Once again, it's comfortable. It's machine washable. It is not made of satin. Oh gosh, we have to talk about this material.
Yes, yes.
So ladies, you know what satin is? Polyester. Pure, plain and simple. Sateen, all those shiny materials, that is polyester. It's just the way that the fabric or the yarn is spun to make it shiny. The reason I don't use satin or sateen. Now, when people say, well, do you have any that are silk? To be honest with you, real silk does not have the same texture as satin.
That is true.
It does
true
not.
Silk. Yeah.
Real silk is expensive as hizzy. Okay. Ain't nobody spending, all right, $50, $60 for real silk on their hair. I can promise you that.
Wow.
And most of you are buying satin, which, I mean, matter of fact, if you have a satin blouse, look on the blouse, at, on the tag, and I promise you it will say 100% polyester.
Wow, that's another scheme that we all fell into.
Crazy. And I'm telling you, these manufacturers know that we're so crazy. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. I don't even get into changing my scents unless someone specifically asks for, can I have the product unscented? Okay. Uh-huh. The reason I don't do that is because Lord knows we are confused enough with all. I mean, think about it. When you go into Bath and Body Works, uh-huh, when you go into Victoria's Secret, you don't know which way. Oh, you, right. You know what? You're just like a puppy.
Right. Exactly.
You know how when dogs go outside, it's a sensory overload because of the smells.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing this. And then you end up, well, what's on sale? That's where I'm going. You know, you end up with what's on sale. That's where I'm going. So for me, you can get it unscented. You know, hey, mm-hmm, I prefer it unscented because I have an allergic reaction to certain things.
Right.
Okay, well, you'll get an unscented. But I keep my scent the same because the thing is, I'm not going for scent. I'm going for functionality, mm-hmm, and sensibility.
Mm-hmm.
These oils and essential oils that I use are for the maintenance and growth and health of your hair and your scalp. This is not to smell pretty.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't smell terrible. Let me throw that out there, but it's just not birthday cake and unicorn pearls. And I know I keep going to unicorn pearls, all that pretty stuff. Cause think about it. You can have all that good smelling shampoo, but you're going to wash it out anyway.
Right. Exactly. And so with the satin, and so people might argue, well, wearing something with cotton, that'll soak up. I mean, that'll take
that is your hair. True. That cotton, but my product, these are made with a combination of spandex and polyester. So it's a poly blend material.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that, like this particular hair stocking, I've had this thing for like 4 years. So they last a long time. They're machine washable,
mm-hmm,
and they're multifunctional. And I've not had one lady yet say, this thing dries my hair out. There's no way.
Wow.
Think of when you purchase kente, you know, most African fabrics, most, not all, mm-hmm, are cotton material,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, if you're putting a poly blend material on your hair, that's not drying out your hair.
Right, right.
But it's stretchy enough, because the thing about satin is, if you notice, you wash satin 2 or 3 times and there's frays all through that fabric.
Exactly. Especially when I have the pillowcases and stuff like that. Yeah, you do.
Right. And then it ends up looking raggedy by the, you know, your second or third month because you're washing it and the snags get caught in the fabric because of the way it's spun. It's spun to be pretty and shiny and mm-hmm, flowy and all that other stuff. But yes, satin, ladies, it's 100% polyester.
Wow, we've been learning a lot today, and we've been learning that we have been had by
and you know, some things you can't change people's minds on.
Right,
you know?
Right.
That's what they want to do. And they'll ask me. I even have a whole spiel that I saved just because mm-hmm, I'll have, do you have any in satin? Do you have any? No, I only use the poly blend material because once again, my products, I tried to do multifunctional, sensible use products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why? Because I want you to spend your money and spend it well. I want you want it to work well, I want you to tell a friend. You know right. what I'm saying? I want your product. I've had some ladies, once again, I've had this thing for 3-4 years, you know, I want your stuff to last.
Right.
You know?
Right. I love it. When I purchased, I purchased it maybe like two weeks ago or something. And like I said, she delivers, you know, right away. And she has different choices of color. Like I didn't see the one that you have on there.
Yeah. You know, the animal prints, I notice ladies do like animal print. I change it up all the time. There's only two colors that are constant. That's black and brown. Yep. Period. That's yep. the only two, but everything else, you know, you might see some African prints, you might mm-hmm. see some flowers, you might, you know, you'll see a variety of solid colors. You see, I just, you know, whatever, you know, oh, that's pretty. Let me buy that fabric.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I'm like, I got the stretch test on it. And, mm-hmm. once again, I just want to deliver something that's, you know, priced well and works well, you know, that's the key.
I couldn't, recommend it more, ladies. You need to really get that hair stretch. What's it
hair
called?
Stocking.
The hair stocking. Hair just hair yeah. stocking. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, when I was coming up with the name, and I'm gonna tell you another thing. All these different colors, you have no idea. I'm up at night, like, what am I gonna call this color? This looks like a this, or you know, spring green, or summer mm-hmm. red, or cherry mm-hmm. red. You know,
right.
ladies, like, you know, you can't just say brown. You
right.
have to say like
right.
Espresso.
You gotta have a
espresso.
There you go. When it's actually brown, but I mean, the name espresso sounds
people,
a little more.
Yeah, women love and, exactly. So mm-hmm. if it's not personalized, give me some shazazz.
Right.
So to speak.
Right.
Some pizzazz. Give me
exactly.
some pizzazz.
So tell everybody where they can purchase your products.
You can go to Etsy.
Okay.
And the name of my product line or my Etsy shop is Nothing But Natural. But if you go to Nothing But Natural One, all one word, no spaces in between, you'll be able to pull up my product. And the way you know that they are my products, you will see my logo here. Can you see
there
that?
There you go. Yes.
Yep. Nothing But Natural.
And what I'm going to do, I'm going to put her product, her symbol and everything on my website, and then provide a link so everybody can go straight to your store.
And also for those that are on Instagram, I'm also on Instagram, and I have the @ N as in Nancy, B as in boy, N as in Nancy Hair. So that's NBN Hair. Very simple. And the link is there as well in the bio.
All right. I'm definitely going to add that to the link. Do you have Facebook page or Facebook?
No, and I'll tell you why, because I really don't like Facebook. Mm-hmm. Facebook kind of gets too involved. People get,
yeah.
you know, too wordy.
Yeah.
Instagram is great. A picture says 1,000 words, a few yep. hashtags. I'm done.
Yep. There you go. All right. I really enjoyed talking with you.
Same here, Miss Harriet.
You are such a wealth of information.
I am.
I appreciate that. So I will be talking to you soon, and everybody, you know, check her out at Nothing But Natural One. That's the Etsy store. And
yes, ma'am.
And the Instagram is at NBN One.
No, NBN Hair.
Nothing. But, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nothing But Natural, but just the acronym NBN Hair.
Okay. Got it. All right, everybody. You guys take care until I'll talk to you next week.
Thank
Bye.
You so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.